Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special personal empowerment Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled to be here with you. And today we're kind of going off script a little bit. I want to share some ideas that I think are important to you that will empower you and share a few stories that you might want to think about, ponder for a moment. You know, years ago, when I started out in television and radio broadcasting, I would call on clients, and I was a young guy, you know, in my 20s and going to school and calling on clients. And these clients were oftentimes very, very wealthy, had a ton of money, big businesses. And I'm talking to them about their television advertising. And I would remember many times they would say, well, come back tomorrow, and I'd come back the next day, and they'd say, well, you know, why don't you come back next week, and we'll talk about it then. And I would come back the next week, and then they would say, hey, you know, I'm not going to be ready till March. Can you come back in March? Anyway, you get the idea. Eventually, some of them got worn down, and they made an investment in television advertising. But, you know, a lot of them are out of business now. Most of them are out of business. Now, I had a client that I worked with for 9 years who's still in business, who's still highly successful. He is a millionaire. He has several outlets in the Seattle-Tacoma area. And when I would walk into his office, he would say, Give me 30 seconds to think about that. And he'd think about it and he'd say, let's do it. And I'd say, well, I think we need to invest about $20,000 on this. He said, no, let's go $30,000. He was optimistic and he was positive. I'm not saying he was frivolous, but he was optimistic and positive. In other words, it comes down to that same old saying. I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm going to say it again. Successful people make up their mind quickly and they change their minds slowly. In other words, they have their goals set out. They know what direction they are heading. And it's very easy for them to say, no, that doesn't fit. I'd like it. It's cool, but it doesn't work with where I'm going. And I think that's important to have what I call a personal mission statement and a personal motto in your life. Let me tell you why. In ancient times, the most important thing you could own was your name. It was the one thing that you protected above and beyond all else. You knew what your motto was. Your motto was a saying or a sentence that kind of described who you were, what your family was about, what you believed in, what your strengths were, the tribe you served, that kind of thing. It was very important. Do you know that most people who are wealthy, who are successful, have a personal motto? Now, they may not share it with everybody. They may not print it so that you can learn what it is, but they have a core belief, a core mission, And that's what they operate their life around. Do you have one? Do you have a core mission? Do you have a core belief? Do you have a personal motto other than I just want to make money or I want to get my boyfriend back? Do you have something that is core to who you are, that is eternal, that will be with you until the day you die and beyond? You need that. It defines you, and it certainly acts as a filter for the things that you don't want to attract in your life, and it acts as a magnet for the things that you do want to attract in your life. Let me give you another example. I was in a restaurant the other day, and I noticed they had a little mission statement, you know, and it wasn't anything fancy. It was something about we go out of our way to serve our customers, to give them great food and great service and that kind of thing. But it was framed, and it was on the wall. So the gentleman who was ringing me up, I asked him for a moment. I said, "Hey, what is the mission statement of your company, of your restaurant?" This was a chain. He says, "Oh, I don't know. I don't think we have one." I said, "It's right over there on the wall." He says, "I never saw that before. I never read it." And then I asked a couple other waitresses and waiters, and none of them knew what the mission statement was. That's the first time they'd ever actually paid attention to it. So a mission statement that you write up and you don't pay attention to, you don't make an integral part of your life, is useless. It's just a piece of paper. It's an exercise in just wasting time. It really is. A mission statement is something that you write up from your gut, from the very heart and soul of who you are, and it defines what your life is about. It defines your dreams. This is not a goal statement. This is a mission statement. This will be with you as your goals change. Your goals may change, but your personal mission statement will remain the same because it's who you are. It's your core. And so you have to take into account your dreams. Not necessarily your goals, though your goals are also important, but your dreams first. You know, what kind of a world do you dream of living in? What kind of a home do you dream of living in? What kind of money or abundance do you dream of having? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? On your last day on this earth, what do you want people to say about you? It's very important. What tribe do you serve? Are you in the medical profession? Are you in the legal profession? In other words, who do you serve? Because service is key to a mission statement. Anybody who doesn't serve doesn't receive. It's called the law of reciprocity, and it's very, very important. So who do you serve? How does your personal mission statement serve your family, serve your country, serve your world, serve your universe? What is your core belief about the law of attraction, about co-creating? And finally, as I said, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? What do you want to become? How are you evolving? All of that needs to be written up in a paragraph or less. Now, you can do it in two paragraphs. You can do it in three. But I like one paragraph because that paragraph needs to be memorized. It needs to be core to who you are. And any time that you are wondering about what direction you should take with your life, you come back to the mission statement. Now, here's the alchemy of it. You take the mission statement and you distill it down into a motto. The ancient mystics, and even in many metaphysical groups such as the Golden Dawn, in which I'm the imperator, everybody has a motto. Now, when they first come into the order, we give them a motto, because most people in today's world don't understand what a motto is. It's kind of a credo that you live by. And usually the motto is in Latin or Greek, but it can be in any language. What is your motto? What is the one sentence that defines your mission statement and codifies who you really, really are, or what you aspire to be every day of your life? That's important. That's absolutely critical. You know, the United States, for example, has a motto. Most people don't know what the motto of the United States is. It's E Pluribus Unum, which is United We Stand. That means, with all the Hillary Clintons and Donald Trumps and all the craziness, ultimately, we stand united. And what are our core beliefs? That's written out in the preamble of the Constitution. You see, this formula is not new. I'm not inventing it. It's an old, tried, and tested formula. Write down your mission statement. And don't write it down in 5 minutes. Take your time. You can change it. Use a pencil instead of a pen so you can erase it and change the words. And then come up with a motto that describes who you are, what you're about, what you aspire to. You might want to put the motto in a different language. You might want to put it in Greek or in Coptic or in Latin. You want to give it a certain reverence. It's not just another common sentence. It's who you are. Now, in the old days, when you used to get people would be born into a family, the family already had a motto. And it was symbolized by the family crest. But what a wonderful thing as a co-creator, as a manifester, you can do to have a personal motto. Now, if you're a business owner and I walk into your store and I ask you, what is your mission statement? What is the motto of your store? Do you have one? Do you have one for your business? What is your mission statement about your relationship? What kind of a relationship partner are you? Is that included in your mission statement? See, I think the more you start to define yourself, the sooner you start to define yourself, the more successful you will be. Another little short story. Had a lady the other day who is a life coach, and she wanted to do some business with me. It was $100, I think, investment in this business. And she didn't have it. And I said, well, look, at, you know, maybe another time, another place. I don't have time to be chasing people down, especially for $100. Maybe for $100 million, I might call on you two or three times. But for $100, no. I move fast. Money loves speed. Understand that. I don't chase people. I give people opportunities. If they want to move forward, fine. If they don't, that's fine too. And I expect that I make decisions the same way, because I know where I'm going. I know who I am. I know what I want to achieve. I don't need to think about it. I don't need to say I left my credit card in the car, or I won't get paid till Monday, or blah, blah, blah. I just want your yes to mean yes and your no to mean no. And how does your yes mean yes and your no mean no? When you know who in the hell you are. When you have a mission. When you have a motto. When you have dreams that are clearly defined and goals. Get started on it. This is a great time to get a running start on 2017. I'm going to promise you that 2017 is going to be your best year yet in every area of your life, if you will take action now. These 2 months before we hit the first of the year are the most important 2 months of the year. I mean that. One of the things you can do is visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Check out some of the articles there. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Put some skin in the game, take some action, and get moving forward, making 2017 an extraordinary year for you. Hey, we are out of time. I hope you'll get started on this personal mission statement and a personal motto. You can read more about this whole concept and idea in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by the late, great Stephen Covey. Thank you so much for listening. You're special. Have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye. Hi, everybody. This is Robert Zenk. I have a special offer, an opportunity for some of you, a few of you, not all of you, but some of you. I want to share it with you. I am looking for a select group of people that seriously want to make a pile of money. Now, if you're destitute and you're out of work and you're living with a friend on their couch, this is not the opportunity for you. This is your own business working with me, and we're going to be very successful at it. I promise you that. You're going to make a ton of money, and you're going to feel better and have more energy. So that sounds like a win-win situation, doesn't it? This is a multi-level marketing opportunity. It's passive income. In other words, nobody's asking you to give up your existing business or your existing job. I'm looking for people that want to make money part-time, and some of you will, well, you'll make so much that you'll want to become full-time. Others will be happy just being part-time. Either way, you'll do very, very well. Now, you must be energetic. I prefer people that have a lot of energy, that like to work out, that are strong, that are focused, that take pride and care in the way they look and their body. Now, this is a serious opportunity. I'm only going to be offering this for a short time longer. If you're one of those people, let's talk. If it's right for you, you'll know. And I'll know that you're right for me. Visit me at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. Send me a letter along with your phone number and the best time to reach you. Yes, we are looking for people in England. We are looking for people in Ireland. So Canada doesn't make any difference. This is a wonderful opportunity to make a lot of money and feel good at the same time. Send me that letter. Let me know about yourself, and I will contact you as soon as possible. Thank you so much.